The Death Lodge. How many of you have a spiritual teacher? What is a spiritual teacher? I wanted to know the definition, so I looked it up in the Oxford English Dictionary. I had to look up each word independently. Spiritual means sacred things or matters or devotional. Teacher means to impart knowledge or to indoctrinate a specific body of knowledge. So put those two things together, and I would say a spiritual teacher is one who imparts sacred or devotional body of knowledge. Let's look at James Arthur Ray. You know, the man who charged about $9,500 for a week-long seminar, including a vision quest and sweat lodge aimed at improving oneself. I'm sure you read about this. This is old news already. What I want to talk about is just how people can be so swayed by a spiritual teacher, and I put that in quotes, to put themselves in the face of death. Three people did die, in fact. Let's begin at the beginning, the vision quest. The people, 65 of them, were all taken to various parts of the desert without food, water. Previous to the vision quest, the participants had no sleep for 2 days. We all know what sleep deprivation does to us. Even if one is to wonder about going into the desert without food and water, I don't think one was in a frame of mind to question their leader. I know from living in Santa Fe, New Mexico, that one has to drink a gallon of water a day when hiking in the desert. Not only that, here they go, not knowing what to expect of the cold night, and their leader wants to make sure they're warm. So rather than providing each of them with a blanket, he makes them, or rather, gives them the choice to buy a blanket for $250. Can you believe this? I don't know about you, but when I think of a spiritual teacher, I think of Mother Teresa, Gandhi, or someone like them. Can you imagine them charging for the blanket? Okay. So after being rounded up after the vision quest, the participants are amazed that they survived. Food and water is given. Without knowing what is to come, it's hardly touched. 1 hour later, all of them are led into a group hall to be told the last and most important phase is coming up. None of them knew of this. 65 people were led into a Native American sweat lodge. However, nothing of this lodge was close to traditional Native American. First of all, 65 people were in it when only 12 should have been. It was lined on the outside with plastic, preventing any oxygen from circulating. Psychological confrontation and discouragement was constantly used to keep people inside, even though people were fainting and throwing up from the heat. And you know what happened after that. What made people listen to him? Is Ray a cult leader? These are questions we ask ourselves. He's charismatic and became an object of worship, like a cult leader. He led a process of persuasion, or what one might call brainwashing, like a cult leader. And there was economic and psychological exploitation by Ray, like a cult leader. This may not be a cult, however. This whole event displayed cult-like qualities. Ray employed cult tactics, sleep deprivation, causing impairment of ability and of deductive reasoning. This enabled him to use psychological pressure, hypnotic suggestion, undue influence, threats, and anxiety. Also, in the end, after the crisis and tragedy, Ray urged people only to consult with others that were there or his own staff rather than trained psychotherapists. He referred to his followers as harmonic-minded individuals. Are their minds in tune with my harmonica? It doesn't matter what we call him, a cult leader or a sick man who is an egomaniac and wants to control people. More important is for us to concern ourselves with the fact that there are people like this out there, and we must try to understand the kind of people that allow themselves to be influenced like they were. What are these people really looking for? I remember Rajneesh. There are still people wandering around in their 60s, still not knowing what to do with their lives because they lived in his ashram until it folded in Oregon in the 80s. He taught that to free your spiritual energy, you must first free your sexual energy. How wonderful in Pune, India, all these Americans and Europeans having open sex everywhere. And then they come to Oregon and put salmonella in the milk and kill some of the people they don't want around on the Oregon ranch. Again, what types of people need to be involved in these kinds of situations? Perhaps I'll focus another commentary addressing this question. In the meantime, let's wonder together. From KVMR, I'm Dr. Josie Gibb, LMFT.